Tom. I love your energy.
I love your energy.
Well, with our increasingly busy lives, many of us are finding ourselves drained and exhausted, energyless, often looking to sugary treats or even a coffee for a quick pick-me-up. However, there are better ways. Dr. Joe Kostrich is in for a quick checkup. We've got a whole bunch of natural ways to boost our energy levels, and he's with us on the line now. G'day, Dr. Joe.
G'day, Ed.
Now, lifestyle, diet, or even work-related, there's so many reasons we can feel run down and tired, particularly hitting December, what sort of becomes the end of a long, drawn-out year, right?
Look, it does, and it seems to come around quicker every year, which is a bit of a concern as well. But a lot of things with health, and we've spoken about a lot of the topics we're going to sort of touch on today, Ed. The thing about health is that often it's presented as very difficult, and you need to do a whole range of different things for each facet of your health. But when you strip it back down to the basics, there's a lot of very simple things we can do for our health that help us in quite a lot of ways. And ultimately, our energy levels are a bit of a reflection of how we're feeling. So when we look at it, and GPs see a lot of people, it's one of the commonest presentations in general practice, is people come in and say, look, I'm tired, I haven't got enough energy. And the first logical question is, how much sleep do you get? Now, at the turn of the 20th century, it's estimated people got about 9 hours sleep. At the turn of the 21st, it's estimated that it was 7.5. Unlikely the human body suddenly needs 1.5 hours less sleep in the term of one century. So, we do have a 24/7 society. We can be up all night. We do have phones. We do have electric lights. You know, the TV's on all day. I mean, when I was a kid, the TV sort of went to test pattern at sort of 10 o'clock.
That's right. You know. Gosh, I miss those days. They were fun. In black and white.
And all of that, you know, it has its uses, but it also, is the case that we still need our sleep. So number one is getting enough sleep.
Yep.
Coupled with that, number two is managing our stress. Stress is very, very draining. So simple things like doing some guided relaxation, doing, maybe a meditation, doing some deep breathing exercises. These are, again, simple things. You don't have to spend a lot of money on it. Then number three is a little bit of regular exercise. That people say, well, hang on, I haven't got the energy to do exercise. How's it going to give me more energy? We know that just getting off the couch and even just going for a walk, you don't have to go for a run. You can go for a bit of a walk. You can go at a sedate pace. That just doing some physical exercise is good for your energy levels, and it's also good for your mental health, so it also helps with your stress. So we can already see that you get a bit of bang for the buck out of these things.
Yeah, good.
Four and five, the obvious ones, don't smoke. It's not good for your energy levels, and neither is alcohol. Doesn't mean you can't have a drink, and it's Christmas, you're going to have a glass of champagne. It's not a problem, but too much alcohol is a depressant, and obviously a whole lot of other health problems as well. The next two, also a bit tied together, eating a nutritious diet. Now, we've spoken about this a few times in different ways, Ed, but you wouldn't drive up to the Bowser. If you were driving a Ferrari and you went into your local servo, it's pretty unlikely that you'd put diesel into the tank. You just sort of think, the engine's not going to run very well if I put this fuel into it. It's just not the fuel that's designed for this car.
Or exactly.
This car is not designed for this fuel. When we go around the supermarket aisles, we often are guilty of the quest of effectively doing that. We don't always put the right fuels into our body. So eating vegetables, eating some fruits, eating some good quality proteins, be it animal or vegetable proteins, it really, if you put the right fuels into your body, the people who sort of do that and cut down on their sugar, often, in fact, they always report feeling better. You sometimes have to get a bit over the sugar cravings, and that can take a week or so, but in changing from a high sugar-based diet to a diet that's more nutritious will give you more energy because you're putting the right fuels in.
Well, good. And you won't get a stern email from Enzo himself. Enzo doesn't do diesel. Come on.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Fair enough. As part of that, staying hydrated, we know, and summer's coming up, we've had a bit of summer weather around the country, more so in some places than others, but
yep.
It'll be coming. Keeping hydrated, one of the hallmark symptoms of slight dehydration is being tired, and it doesn't mean you're about to faint. It doesn't mean you get bad symptoms, but a lot of people don't drink enough water and get so used to not drinking enough water that they just assume that just feeling a little bit tired and a bit out of sorts is just the norm. So drinking, at least for most people, about 2 litres a day, more if you're exercising, more if you're working outside, and more if it's a hot day. And the last one, and this may come as a surprise, but being social. And I think we spoke a couple of weeks ago about how exercising with friends was good for our physical and mental health. Being socially engaged, catching up with friends, getting out and about, being involved in activities also gives us a bit of an energy boost because it is a little bit uplifting.
Sometimes yeah, you feed off the energy of your friends, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's once more one of these very simple things that doesn't get a lot of promotion because, you know what, if there's no medication for it, there's no money in it. So if you say to people, look, it might be as simple as catching up with your friends or going to a park with your dog or, you know, going to a club or getting involved in some activity. You know, it doesn't sound very high-tech, but high-tech doesn't matter. It works.
Fantastic
stuff. Really simple things that we can do to boost our energy level.
I love more. Get more sleep, reduce stress, move more, avoid smoking and alcohol, eat a nutritious diet, no diesel in your Enzo, please.
Nope.
Avoid adding sugar, stay hydrated and be social. Feed off the energy of all your friends. Great tips, Dr. Joe, as always. Good ways, nine natural ways to boost up your energy levels. Thank you, mate.
Simple and inexpensive.
I love it. I mean, so unsexy it won't catch on, but it's important that we highlighted it, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you, mate. Hey, let's chat next Tuesday as part of our tune-up here. Appreciate your time today. drjoe.net.au is his fabulous website as well.